Tea for two and two for tea.
For two and two for tea.
Tea parties, tea cozies, tea rooms, teacups, teapots, tea. We live in a world of two halves. Those that drink tea and those that don't. I decided to travel to Ireland to talk to a couple of tea drinkers about their fondness for the brew. Catherine Kenny and Ciara Keating.
Tea tastes of yum.
Comes from India, I think, doesn't it?
I don't know, somewhere foreign anyway.
Yeah, wouldn't be finding it grown in Ireland.
The thing with tea, you just, it's there all the time.
It's a consistent.
It's a constant, and yeah, don't remember the first one.
Don't you? No. I used to take a lot of sugar in my tea, actually.
That's disgusting.
That was my big thing at Lent, then I'd give it up, the sugar. Never went back.
I don't like sugar in the tea, it just ruins it. Tea should remain pure.
It's good for a shock, though, sugar and tea.
Oh?
Yeah.
All right.
So if you ever get it right, lob in the sugar.
Lovely.
But tea, like, you can have, like, tea that's as thick as port or two, which is very nice.
Yeah,
I don't like
nice.
That.
What does tea taste like? It's kind of...
It's hard to describe unless you've had tea.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of a bit bland, is it?
Not. Yeah, I suppose it is. But sometimes it can have a bit of a kick.
You see, yeah, I wouldn't drink tea on its own.
Oh, sometimes, well...
Rarely.
No, sometimes I would.
It needs an accompaniment, I think.
You can't beat tea with a fry either.
No, and another good combination is tea and chocolate.
Oh, God.
It's just a very, it's kind of a comfort thing.
It's almost hard to have a bar of chocolate without having a cup of tea with it.
I had a cup of tea this morning.
I actually had two cups this morning because of the severe dehydration.
Yeah, you're a savage for the tea.
Loved it this morning. It was tea. Great. And it was very good. Fair trade tea. Fair play.
Fair trade. Bring it on. Well, if I'm at work, I'd say I drink about four cups of tea while I'm at work. And then
really?
I know, that's an exaggeration. Two, I'd say. And then when I'm home, I suppose, with my evening meal or whatever, and then watching TV, loads of tea.
I just tend to have about one a day.
Tea is the key.
I like to, you know, just kind of savour the flavour and have maybe one a day.
Ooh.
I think you can overindulge.
You can. Well, if tea were to be a person, it would have to be someone who was attractive.
And pure.
And tasty.
The Pope!
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tea is good. The Pope is good.
Oh, that's true.
Many people are like tea. Zsa Zsa Gabor is a bit like tea as well.
I think tea is fine, so I'd go with tea and Brian O'Driscoll.
It sounded like a beverage from the gods, but before I was to make my trip back to Bournemouth, I got an anonymous tip-off. Apparently a new society against tea had been set up in Ireland. I managed to locate the secret headquarters deep in the heart of Dublin city centre. And there I talked to Lorna Barker, a founding member of XTC.
Well, myself and my friend Paul got sick of people offering us cups of tea. Day in, day out. Ah, you'll have a cup of tea. No, we won't have a cup of tea. We hate tea. Ah, you'll have a cup of tea 10 minutes later. No, we don't like tea. And this went on and on and on. And my mother, who has known me for 23 years, still insists on offering me cups of tea, and I hate it. Members of XTC try and make tea drinking as difficult as possible for the tea drinking public. We are trying to wipe out the evil that is tea in Ireland and now in the UK. To do this, we have many means. Now, most of these are kind of secret because it is a top secret organisation. But one of our favourite tricks is the, it's an oldie but a goldie, you might say. It's the old hide the tea bags method. And we find that that has a pretty good effect. I suppose the mission of XTC is to cure people of this terrible, terrible tea addiction that seems to have caused so much pain and hardship around Ireland lately. It's, you can't go anywhere without these tea addicts going, oh, have a cup of tea, let's all have tea. And it's become some sort of a social ritual, but really it's just an addiction.
Don't get me wrong, I was a normal person once. I was a postman with my own house, a wife who I loved, and a beautiful baby girl. I was happy. My wife, she was always entering competitions. You know, competitions on the backs of washing powder cartons and the like. She never won anything. But this one time, just before Christmas, she wins a hamper, right? A hamper of food and drink. And in between the chocolate cake and a bottle of whiskey were two boxes of special blend tea. So I made myself a cup. It wasn't a pleasant taste, but a taste you could get used to, like cigarettes maybe. So I drank another cup. And then another one, and another. The first box was gone within the day, the second by next morning. I needed more. I went down to the local shop to buy a couple more packets, but they were gone within the day. I couldn't stop myself. I needed to feel the warm cup in my hand, the taste in my mouth. I began spending all my money on tea. I started in chamomile, but went on to Earl Grey, and then went on to the more serious stuff like jasmine and ginseng. At one stage, I spent a whole week's wages on a tea plant from India so that I could grow my own tea. But it died. It was around this time that Mary and the baby moved out. The marks on my arm, the tea wasn't getting into my system fast enough, so I started injecting. Yeah, of course, I have to wait until it cools down first. Do you want a cuppa now? I'm having one.
It's like any other addiction. There's always going to be the few that will succumb. But hopefully we can bring that down to a very small number of people and make tea drinking really an antisocial thing.
I returned to Kira Keating and asked what she felt about XTC.
I think XTC should be disbanded. Just don't listen to them.
Stop XTC!
In the interest of journalism, there was only one thing left to do. I had to try the tea for myself. I prepared a cup of Earl Grey with a splash of milk and two sugars. And considering the fact that I've been to my share of orgies in the naughty 90s, it was the vilest liquid that had ever passed my lips.
You see, there's this horrible element now in society, and I think it's growing, that has a thing against tea, which is actually the most divine of all beverages. I don't know what's
it's
right.
Stupid. Like, these people, you know, I don't think they can even appreciate a good cup of tea.
No.
You know, don't knock it till you've tried it. I don't understand these people at all. They're sick.
They are sick, and I think they need to be wiped out.
They need to go to the mental hospital.
We need a tea squad and we need one now.
Yeah.
I think we should just wipe out tea entirely. It's not good for you. It's not smart. It's not healthy. People are doing it to fit in, you know. Have the cup of tea after the dinner. Don't do it.